Essay 17. Expensive Mythology of 20th Century Physics. The 20th century was a time when expensive experiments were devised to test ever more precisely theories that were completely incorrect. This bizarre societal mythology became hugely expensive as countries competed for kudos. In the meantime, large areas of real science, urgently in need of funding, were neglected very badly. Let them eat cake. 20th century physics was the aristocratic subject that made the least progress. Some say it went backwards into times when there was no income tax and aristocrats did as they pleased. The expenditure of such huge sums of money was possible because advisers fed themselves funding, politicians leaving responsibility aside. The problem is that careful guidelines of science devised by philosophers such as Francis Bacon were forgotten, and theories became so complicated that it was easy to pull the wool over the eyes of the uninitiated. Even when proven wrong, the myth-makers still tried to cling to influence and power, university chairs, media attention, funding and similar. The AIAS group broke through this vicious circle of self-funding and censorship by devising its own methods of bringing the scientific truth to an unprecedented readership running into the millions. So the glaring errors in the old standard model were at last brought out into the open against kicking and screaming editors. The greatest icon of all was Albert Einstein, whose field equation was deposited in Fort Knox and thus enshrined along with the gold bars. He devised a field equation in 1915, which has cost billions in wrong-headed testing. He himself was dubious about its correctness, and so were several of the greatest physicists, such as Schrödinger and Dirac. Cartan pointed out to Einstein in the 20s that his equation was fundamentally incorrect. It omitted a quantity called space-time torsion. Levi Civita frequently had to correct Einstein's errors in geometry. This should have been enough to make the scientific world think twice about the field equation. It could not have been verified by Eddington because of the latter's lack of precision, and in the late 50s the field equation was shown to be totally wrong by the discovery of the velocity curve of a whirlpool galaxy. The AIAS group has explained the spiral galaxy with torsion. This is entirely obvious. A whirlpool of stars looks like torsion. Instead of accepting the fact that the field equation was hopelessly incorrect, the physicists compounded a mythology by introducing dark matter, just as they would have ordered a ton of coal. They clung to the fact that the field equation appeared to work in the solar system, in which relativistic corrections are small. They ignored the fact that the equation had failed completely 60 years ago and expended billions on this cover-up. As described lately in this series of essays, and in UFT 158 to 166, the basis of the 20th century physics has been shown to be untenable, and that quantum theory and special relativity cannot be made compatible with the old methods. It is no longer possible to cover up the fact that the 20th century physics is thoroughly obsolete. As soon as the major blunders are uncovered, they are made clear to the world of professional science by the new methods devised by the ECE physicists. So physics has become a subject in which an isolated tiny minority acts as if it were Fort Knox, the depository of wealth and golden iconic ideas. This cannot last if only because the money will run out with the fuel. Electrodynamics can no longer be considered seriously as a theory of special relativity devised by Maxwell, Heaviside, and many others in the 19th century. In UFT 131 and following papers, it has been shown that the theory falls apart with the simplest of symmetry arguments. Many other authors have shown flaws in the Maxwell-Heaviside theory for many years. It has to be kept going because it's needed to keep on funding CERN. So irrespective of the truth, the money and the limelight are incessantly sought for by advisers with vested interest in the theatre. This is the infamous musical chairs of science funding. Committee members who are about to receive billions, please leave the room. Then you will be impartial. In the early days of ECE theory, the editors of physics combined with the cyberstalkers to ensure that the theory never got anywhere. This strategy has failed completely. The ECE theory is read by millions and cyberstalkers are being prosecuted. The editors relied on stalker hearsay and did not or could not study ECE for themselves. The safe thing to do was to sit on the fence and wait. In so doing, they became ossified pillars of salt in the sand dunes of scientific history. The intellectual high ground has been well and truly captured by the new movement in physics based around ECE theory. The old theory is still being pushed out as if the errors never happened, but that's entirely futile. There are still people who say that the world is flat. So in summary, the 20th century was business as usual for human nature, which is capable of clinging like adhesive to any fallacy if it sees an advantage to glue. Before the advent of ECE theory, which at last pushed physics forward, it is doubtful that much progress was made beyond ideas of the 19th century. The intolerance and censorship of human nature remains exactly as it was 2 million years ago, when people were as intelligent or as stubborn as they can be now. There are always two aspects to the human face, enlightenment and belief in anything at all. It is hoped that the politicians, theoretically at least the representatives of the people, will at last face up to their responsibilities and rely on impartial advisers, set up an impartial mechanism of science funding.